Video: Alec Baldwin chases after reporter in NYC, where he's set to host an awards gala. By Paul Bois on December 7, 2021. Actor Alec Baldwin chased after a reporter questioning him in New York City on Monday night, just days after his primetime interview with George Stephanopoulos. The encounter allegedly occurred in New York's Upper East Side when a New York Post reporter approached Baldwin as he entered a private residence. "Wait, Mr. Baldwin, I have to ask you, what brings you to New York City?" Levine asked Baldwin as his wife, Hilaria, pleaded with him to go away. "Mr. Baldwin, why? Who's here?" Baldwin then turned around and charged Levine while wielding an umbrella. Hilaria held him back. Watch below. According to The Wrap, Baldwin will be hosting the Robert F. Kennedy Ripple of Hope Award Gala in New York City on Thursday night, making it his first public appearance since the day he shot cinematographer Hina Hutchins on the set of Rust. The event will unfold at the New York Hilton Midtown Manhattan Hotel and will be attended by Vice President Kamala Harris, failed Georgia governor candidate Stacey Abrams, Jose E. Feliciano, and Amanda Gorman. From the event's website. For 53 years, the Robert F. Kennedy Ripple of Hope Award has honored exemplary leaders across the international business, entertainment, and activist communities who have demonstrated a commitment to social change and reflect Robert Kennedy's passion for equality, justice, basic human rights, and his belief that each of us can make a difference. We hope you will join us on Thursday, December 9, to honor political leader, entrepreneur, author Stacey Abrams, co-founder and managing partner of Clear Lake Capital Group Jose E. Feliciano, poet Amanda Gorman, managing director of Insight Partners, Devin Parekh, chairman and CEO of Verizon, Hans Vestberg, and featuring keynote speaker Kamala Harris and master of ceremonies Alec Baldwin. During his sit-down interview with Stephanopoulos, Baldwin said that he does not believe criminal charges will be brought against him. "I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times," Baldwin said. "I don't have anything to hide." Watch below. On the Friday following his interview, First Judicial District Attorney Mary Carmack Altweis clarified that it is still very possible for Alec Baldwin to be criminally culpable in Hutchins' death depending on what the investigation yields. Certain individuals may be criminally culpable for his/her actions and/or inactions on the set of Rust, Carmack Altweis told Deadline. Carmack Altweis asserted that she will exercise my prosecutorial discretion to its fullest, including filing charges that are supported by probable cause. The district attorney further clarified that everyone handling firearms on the set of Rust had a duty to follow safety protocols. Everyone involved in the handling and use of firearms on the set had a duty to behave in a manner such that the safety of others was protected. And it appears that certain actions and inactions contributed to this outcome, Carmack Altweis, the attorney, said.